It's Tuesday, May 17th, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And joining us now is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
You're going to find out all week that what I have to offer you are tough choices.
Okay.
Tonight, there's a pretty clear choice. It's the debut of the Artisphere Festival Orchestra. 80 world-class musicians playing American music. Mm-hmm. The concert's called American Soundscapes. Rodeo by Aaron Copland. Songbook by Daniel Schneider, who's actually in town to play jazz sax with the orchestra. And Symphony No. 9 by Antonin Dvorak.
Dvorak, yes.
7 p.m., Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Now, here's the amazing part of this.
Oh, I know what you can say.
I know.
It's free. Free. You have to go by the Walton Arts Center and get a ticket.
And the reason you have to have a ticket is because it is thought that this will be at capacity.
Right.
So get
the ticket.
So they
want to make sure
right.
you have a seat.
Right.
But go there today. Get the ticket for tonight. See a group of musicians that have been together less than 10 days.
Yeah. The conductor, Corrado Riveras,
mm-hmm.
picked the programs, he picked the musicians. This is the orchestra he wanted.
Lovely man.
What, really? Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity here.
Lovely man. So, go do that tonight. Tomorrow at noon, if you can, go to the Shiloh Museum in Springdale for a program called Bee Gums and Flax Skeins, Farming in the Pioneer Ozarks. It's Brooks Blevins. Love him.
Oh, wow.
He'll be in town tomorrow at noon at the Shiloh Museum. Not only is admission free, they give you cookies.
Yay, cookies.
That's better than free. That's like you're paid to go to Shiloh Museum.
Right?
Exactly.
And cookies. I will take payment in cookies.
Well, yeah.
We're journalists. We're lucky when we get cookies.
There's a joke about working for peanuts in there somewhere, but we won't go there.
That's it.
Thanks, Becca.
Thank you, guys.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.